Aaron Burmeister, you're now into White Mountain. Talk about the run from Elam.
From Elam, it was actually a pleasant surprise because the snow wasn't as deep and soft as we expected it to be, like it was going into Elam. It had a chance to set up. We were able to go up and down the hills and, of course, the bay and the ice into Golovin. And from Golovin here, it set up really nice. And it was just a beautiful trail coming in. Nice, clear, cold, crisp morning. You could see the northern lights all the way through the hills and lots of shooting stars all morning long. It was a beautiful run.
What's your plan in leaving here later tonight? Are you just going to enjoy the run to Nome, or what's on your mind right now?
For me, I'm just going to really soak it all up and enjoy it. Just make the most of it, because we've had an incredible race, and we came with one goal in mind, and we raced a very aggressive race all the way through. Things didn't pan out the way the plan was, but hey, that's part of racing. So I'm not even going to push them on the way in. I think we came in here in ninth place, and we're going to trot them right into Nome. They paid their dues for the last 10 days racing hard for me, and to try to put us in a position to be able to win it, and it didn't pan out with other unfortunate things, but we're just going to have a nice, easy, it's going to be called our little victory lap into Nome, just go nice and easy and have fun, and no pushing or racing it from this point on.
Mm-hmm. And how are the dogs looking right now? Again, you said that you really, you know, really were competitive. You set the tone early on in the race, really, with your moves and what was going on and how great your dog team looked. How are they doing in the White Mountains?
You know, I think we were really setting the pace all the way up until Unicleat there. I mean, we were really racing hard, and the dogs were doing fantastic, and it wasn't really pushing them. Unfortunately, we picked up a little bug. With a bug on top of a busy race schedule, that added stress that they couldn't handle. Right now, the first 3 or 4 hours of every run, the dogs are feeling good, but that's kind of where they start slowing down. And it's not physical or anything else. What it is they just don't, their energy level is at about 50% right now. So I can't ask for much, or I'm not going to ask them for more than they're naturally going to want to give me. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to let them set their own pace, what they're comfortable with, and run on into Nome with them. If I was racing and they were healthy, we'd be going for it still, like we did for two-thirds of the race or three-quarters of the race. But unfortunately, they don't have that energy level as they're recovering from the little flu bug that we've had. And we're just going to cruise on into Nome and have a beautiful ride tonight. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are very proud of you, of how you've handled this race and how you raced the 2013 Iditarod. And whenever you talk about your dogs, you have this gleam in your eye. You just are so proud of them. And talk about, you know, the pride that you have for your team, the pride you have for your dogs, and that connection.
Sorry not to break up. That's the hard part, because that's our life. That's what we live for, is these animals. And I am extremely proud of the dog team, proud of the training season we've had, proud of everything. And in a sense, I feel almost as we let them down a little bit with the race, but we can't control all circumstances. We came out here and did the best we possibly could with the situations and the race conditions we were under, brought a phenomenal dog team to the race. They're still a phenomenal dog team. They're just a little under the weather, and they're bouncing back from it, and we had, like I said, a beautiful run coming in here. But it is something that's our life. We raise them from pups, and that's what we live for.
Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be heading to the Burled Arch in Nome, your hometown where you grew up, and there's going to be a lot of people there ready and anxious to see you, of course. Any final thoughts?
Nope, I'm just really looking forward to getting home, seeing everybody. It's been a wonderful trip up the coast and all the way up the river, seeing people in all the villages, and had a huge following all the way through. Everybody's been so excited with the team and the season and the race, and just can't wait to get to home and see Mandy and Hunter and my baby Kiana, and give them all a big hug and go have some fun. Hunter wants to go ptarmigan hunting, so we'll have to get out and do a little bird hunting when I'm home.
All right, lots to look forward to. Thanks so much, Aaron.
You bet.
Aaron Burmeister in White Mountain. And reporting in White Mountain, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.